This is CliffCentral.com. What a marathon of events happening in Zimbabwe. So it's a Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe, and you can tweet me at Gilmore TEE or at CliffCentral.com. Let's talk Zimbabwe. Last week, we indicated on the new cabinet that was put in place by the new president, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. He introduced us to 22 cabinet ministers, 11 ministers of state for the provinces, and 6 deputy ministers. Such a lot of people. And also the budget, that then results to the budget increasing. And a lot of parents were not excited when Dr. Lazarus Dokora was reinstated as the Minister of Education, because people were not happy with some of his policies, some of the changes that he was trying to make to the education. So, just a few days later, the same gentleman was removed from position and replaced by his deputy, Professor Paul Mavima, who just also announced, on entering his position, actually announced that the new educational curriculum won't be reversed despite Dokora's sacking. Basically, the new curriculum aims of promoting arts, mathematics, engineering, technical, physical science, etc. What do you think about it? Joining us in the studio is Nkanyezi Tumalonga. She is, what do we call you actually?
A designer.
She's a fashion designer, but she has a very strong voice on issues that have to do with current affairs, yeah?
You could put it that way.
You could.
Well, I'm just a concerned citizen.
You are a concerned citizen, but
just a civilian who happens to have a voice.
Which is very important, because I think sometimes it's just not about being a designer and just being in fashion but not have a voice. You need to be an individual with a voice that can be heard.
Yeah.
And she's joined by Tinashe Charles Onimoyo, who is very active on social media and is a social commentator and a photographer, and you like capturing people. You're into arts and all that.
Yeah, I like shooting people.
You like shooting people?
No pun intended.
So what are your thoughts about, I mean, around the changing of the Minister of Education, Dokora, to his vice, Paul Mavima? Because, you know, Dokora is the one who introduced the National Pledge.
Yeah.
And he was also trying to introduce the uniforms with the teachers. He wanted the teachers to actually wear uniforms. So meaning teachers were going to look like the nurses, like the policemen, like the soldiers, and all that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it makes much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced the system,
mm-hmm.
and doing away with the system is different from doing away with the person.
Yeah.
So now that he's been booted out,
system
remains.
Uh-huh.
His system remains, just like the system that we're coming from.
So there's no difference, I guess.
So there's no difference. At least that from where I'm standing, that's what it looks like.
Tinashe, do you think this professor should still implement the uniforms for our teachers so that they look like nurses and policemen?
First of all, I really don't think as a civil servant you really want to be out here wearing a uniform. I mean, I'm talking in perspective, like my mom's a teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
And I see the pain of her striking every day and, you know, deciding on what to wear. But
will the uniform do any better?
Man, the uniform for me is a no. Like, straight up, it's a no. I can't.
Okay, well, for me, I think that's a decision that should be taken by a school.
Yes.
It's not an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be an obligation for civil servants to wear uniforms. I mean, for teachers specifically to mm-hmm. wear uniforms. But
mm-hmm.
if a school feels the need to introduce a uniform for its staff members, then why not?
Yeah,
and if the staff members are happy, then why not?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, even when it comes to school uniforms for the kids, at times I just feel like it puts so much pressure given the price of the uniforms.
Yes.
These things are not cheap. If we could find ourselves in a position whereby the uniforms are cheap for everyone, then I strongly support any institution that wants to introduce uniforms for their staff. Yeah, for their staff.
But for the students, I think it works better because you're also trying to balance the classes, because we all come from different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine if we're going to remove uniforms for the students and we say they wear their own civic clothes. Mm. There are some that have good clothes, nice clothes, that can afford, and those that cannot afford, then it's sort of like the gap that we're trying to build of unifying everybody is sort of, we start seeing it, I guess, if we remove uniforms from the students. I don't know if it makes sense.
No, it does, but at the end of the day, I feel like there is more to education, there is more to the institution than what we're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we just shouldn't focus mostly on the clothes or the material that covers our bodies, but we need to focus on the curriculum.
Yeah,
we need
to
focus more on what's being taught, what's being offered. Are we doing enough to build future leaders as compared to paying more attention to what we're wearing?
Yes,
that doesn't matter. For all I care, we could be naked in class.
We could be naked.
We could be naked for all I care, but as long as I'm getting something that builds me, that makes me an entrepreneur, that makes me a better artist, that makes me a doctor if I want to be a doctor, then why not?
So if you could be the Minister of Education, what would you change with the curriculum? Let's say the current curriculum in Zimbabwe, what is it that you feel needs to be adjusted per se? That would also help us, because I don't know if it's balanced enough.
Okay, you want to take it?
You know, like I've seen this picture circulating on social media of different animals sitting down, and there's this one person who's just there, and he's like, look, for you all to understand how the world works, I'll just make things simple for you. I want you all to climb a tree.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the picture. There's a monkey. There's a fish. There's a dog. And there's a reptile. I think it was a crocodile. And
there's,
I'm thinking
to myself,
like,
got those at home.
Yeah. And I'm thinking. And I'm thinking. Wait. How do you teach all these things to climb up a tree? Some of them have no purpose of climbing up a tree, like the fish, right? So. Initially, I feel like the current education system really shouldn't be forcing, or more like shouldn't be, it's more like a one-way street.
All right.
People are different. People are different, right? People, you know, aspire to be in different sectors in our society. And I feel like grown-ups should understand where children want to stand in society. They shouldn't be forced into this one way. And
so what's the one way that we've been focusing on in Zimbabwe?
I mean, how do I even lay this out? Okay. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how to really explain this. I mean,
it's like, okay, maybe are you trying to say we need to also try to realize that some kids are arts?
Yes, they have
a talent in arts, some are STEM.
Like,
there's a
like
STEM,
that
right?
whole thing that's been going on, like children should, everyone should do math. I understand how important math is, right? But I don't understand how an artist can apply math into being a creative. Like,
are you calculating your money?
So what, correct me if I'm wrong. What you are saying is that there is a need to focus, or rather to cultivate on the different talents that kids have.
Yes.
Okay.
In China, right?
We're good friends with China, by the way.
Yes, we are. I read this about China. China teaches their kids. They don't even teach them. Like, it's more like they try to find where their children stand when they're still young, like 2 years old. You know, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard that they actually give these children like a whole different set of toys.
All right.
And apparently, if this child starts playing with this one particular toy, it more like becomes their destiny, because they like that toy.
Okay.
If it's cooking, they're always with the toy.
So they sort of like cultivate that.
They cultivate
young.
Them out. They're still young. And look at how big of an economy China has. Look at how they're developing so fast.
And like, look at how they're trying to take over the world and colonize it.
I mean, they're trying to take over the world because, you know what, they let the kids be kids. You know what I mean? They grow up and still have that mentality of being kids, because you know how kids are so free.
So then what could we do? What could we do to make our curriculum better then for our kids?
at this point, seeing that the curriculum is still new, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
I'll speak for myself. I'm not in a position to comment on it yet because we are yet to see the fruits.
Exactly, it's
being implemented now. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm in a position to comment.
We just need
yet.
To let it.
Let's allow it to grow. Let's allow it to take its course.
Okay.
Then we can be in a position to say something about
it. Okay.
We can't shoot it down as yet.
We need to give
Let's give it time. But it is promising.
Mm.
Had you asked me this question last year, I would have shared very harsh sentiments.
You would have thrown your toys out of the pan.
Yeah, I was advocating, for the industry that I'm in, previous years, the curriculum wasn't very friendly.
That's in the textile
industry.
And clothing.
Yeah, textilian and textile. There was not much at all. And it basically, the curriculum wasn't promoting any entrepreneurship. It wasn't
creating.
It wasn't promoting any innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to believe that the new curriculum may not focus much on it, but it's promising.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just need to give it some time.
And
as a people, we need to learn the skill of standing up. Ourselves.
Yes.
If ever we feel that there is a need to change something, let's not wait 10, 20, 37 years. No.
37.
We need to stand up and make changes.
For
us to be globally relevant,
we need to take charge.
So, yeah.
Right. So, we need to take charge if we want change to happen. So, moving right into entertainment. United Kingdom-based Zimbabwean hip-hop artist Just Russ, real name Russell Tapiwa Musakuswa, is currently representing Zimbabwe in the X Factor Series 15, a prestigious British reality television competition that seeks to sculpt the best talent in the world. So congratulations to the gentleman.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Man.
Yeah.
So proud.
Exactly. Man, I'm so proud. But it's good to see Zimbabweans doing well outside.
Yeah, that's a great achievement.
It is.
But my main worry is that we tend to wait for someone to get some validation, and that's
from
important.
For
us to validate that person has to go elsewhere.
Exactly.
To be recognized, which is, for me, that indicates that we were suffering from some epidemic or from some plague or something. We need to celebrate our own people.
No, we need to. Actually,
It's about time.
But Nigeria has done a good job with that.
Nigeria
celebrate themselves.
South Africa as well.
South Africa also.
Yeah, well, there's so many times. But Zimbabwe, we're getting there. We're taking baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's a culture. It's not something that you just go on Instagram and you decide to like someone's picture.
No.
Celebrating local artists or something like that. It's a culture. It's a system. It's something that you practice every day. It's not that you just wake up and think, oh God, she's got nice eyebrows. Oh, the eyebrows are there. It's not that. It's a system. Teach yourself to do that.
Yeah.
Adopt that.
I actually don't think there's nothing wrong of you going to someone and saying, you know what, you're doing very well for yourself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you are less of a person when you tell someone that they're doing well.
Yeah.
Or you comment on what they are doing.
Yeah.
I feel like we have that issue where even when you comment on the person also, when I come to you and say, hey, sis, you're looking so good.
Yeah.
You also have this doubting thing, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Stop. And the way I receive the compliment as well. I mean, I can't treat you like a groupie.
No.
I should be modest enough. I should be humble enough to keep your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep the compliment nice and sweet.
Nice and sweet. You like nice and sweet things.
I know.
No, but it's important that we celebrate our own and we make sure that let's not wait for Europe, for America, for China to give validation to us. We need to validate ourselves.
Yeah.
And just basically be open enough to receive the celebrations when we get those. Like when someone calls you a celebrating car, like, hey, you are a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to say, okay, sure, that's it. Where's the money at?
It all depends. Should I generalize or speak as Nganyeze Tumalunga?
Speak as Nganyeze Tumalunga.
I'm not sure if you're going to mention this, but my mouth is actually wide open right now.
It's closed.
That's closed. That's because I'm actually thinking about it. What's a celebrity?
I don't know, maybe. What is a celebrity, Sinesha?
A celebrity is a person that people like. I think a celebrity is an influential person, like basically someone who's got this impact, either social media or in person, like literally.
Like Nkanyezi.
Yes, Nkanyezi actually is a celebrity to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I see him walking in the street, I'm taking out my phone and like, oh, can I take a selfie with you?
Or you start throwing your underwear at her.
Nah, okay. I'm not about that.
Language. Okay.
Okay, but I don't know if it's believable or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very private person.
You are?
If
your work is not private, though. Your work is not private because your work speaks so much volume. Your work inspires other people, meaning there's people that look up to you and say, you know what, I love what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you sort of like are an inspiration to those people.
Yeah, fine. When it comes to dressing,
mm-hmm.
I stick out, I guess.
Like a sore thumb.
I love the vibrant colors or whatever it may, or whether it's toned down, whether it's the calm colors.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I do, whatever I wear, it sticks out. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm being myself, being private,
mm-hmm.
I guess for some people it all just sticks out.
All right.
And that's not a bad thing. I'm at a point in life where I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm content.
Yes, girl, yes.
Yeah, I'm content. And for me, that means I'm able to celebrate the next person's success.
Mm, mm,
mm. I'm in a good state.
So that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Celebrate other people.
Yeah, celebrate other people. But for you to get to that point, you need to celebrate yourself first.
Yeah.
You cannot celebrate Tinashe when mm-hmm. you're not celebrating mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. Gilmore. Mm-hmm. Celebrate yourself
mm-hmm.
for you to have enough room to celebrate Tinashe's success
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could come to that point.
Yeah.
And I'll speak for myself as a black, as an African black girl specifically, mm-hmm. because we're not celebrated enough. We don't celebrate ourselves enough. We mm-hmm. fear our strong points the most.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute we identify that about ourselves, it mm-hmm. will be easier for us to lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be easier for us to help each other grow.
True. I think we're
getting there, but
yeah, we are.
It's baby steps.
Yeah, but I just think we're like a net, we're like a web. We need to know, like, it connects to one point to another. And once we know that we are that,
mm-hmm.
like a puzzle, where we need to put the pieces together. Mm-hmm. Once you know that you're this piece that is required for this thing to look complete, then we're good.
Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, Gap.
Are you going to be stacking up to her?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I love her work.
She's
too adorable.
Her work is amazing. It's like beyond. Like,
beyond.
I love it.
I'm never satisfied with what I do.
Which
that's
is
my, I don't know if it's a weakness or it's a
strong point,
but I'm never satisfied with what I do.
I think she's too hard on herself.
No, but you need to be.
You know how simplicity is like the best complex
mm-hmm.
to other people.
Because
mm-hmm. if she's being hard on herself, someone else is going to see her work and go like, oh my God, this is so simple, but how did I not think of this? She thought of it first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I understand. But anyway, just to add on that, I don't think you should be content. I think you never should get to a point where you're very content with where you are. You need to constantly aspire to be better
mm-hmm.
and become a better individual.
Yeah.
And I think once you have that, it makes you humble because you actually realize I haven't arrived to the point where I need to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's something that.
And this is not just applicable to artists.
Yeah.
It's everyone. You can never have enough of knowledge.
Mm.
You need to keep learning. You need to keep learning. You can never have enough of information.
Hey, you're preaching. But congratulations to Russell Tapiwa Musakusa. It's so hard. You know, Zoto came to Zimbabwe and performed with no underwear, and apparently there were so many people that went through because they just wanted to see underwearlessness.
And non-existent.
Wait. What do you mean she performed? She been here before?
No, I mean, but she's been banned of late, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I remember she wanted to come some time back, and they stopped her from coming, and she tried twice again, or mm-hmm. thrice, mm-hmm. and finally she has come in. I think it was a good marketing strategy for her also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she came into Harare, right?
To Harare to perform at a private opening lounge or club or something. Didn't you go because you're a big fan?
I respect her art. She's a go-getter. I respect her for that. She's a go-getter.
How is she go-getting it?
Not everyone thought of
not wearing underwear,
using her dance moves for making money. And she's very strategic.
So do you think Sandra Devereux could have also done once or twice?
No, Gilmore, no.
Had Sandra Devereux removed her undies, then poof, she probably, you know, in Zodra's. Sandra is a very good dancer. So without undies, she could have reached Zodra's, you know.
Oh my God. Sandra Devereux, on behalf of everyone who gave protection, I forgive.
But then sorry, but then again, remember Zimbabweans don't really celebrate. We don't celebrate our own.
So we need to start. We crush each other most of the time.
So you could be stuck naked, but we won't celebrate you, Rangago. But go to South Africa, and over to celebrate, and then poof, you know, we follow suit, which is unfair. We're being unfair to ourselves.
But anyway, I mean, good, all the best to Zodwa and her nakedness. I mean, she should continue if it gives her money.
Why not?
She can flash it.
Can we stop calling it nakedness? That is art.
It's art.
It's voice art.
It's art.
The art of flight.
Yeah.
Heaven.
it's crazy because I always tell people I'm not a photographer.
Okay.
I'm an artist.
Okay.
Yes.
So sex commercial workers are also artists.
Right? They're artists, man. I mean, if you know how to
dip and do it.
Yeah, I can't believe I just say that. But yeah, if you know how to dip and do it and do it. That is art.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a business. So
okay.
If it
pays your bills.
Yeah. If you are not killing the next person.
That's all right.
If you are playing it safe.
Yeah, Sister Zodwa, she should continue flashing her everything, Jaja and her nan underwear.
It's entertainment. Look at it from a lot of angles.
Yeah, yeah.
Terms of so the strange. Financial angle, the arts angle,
the skepticism, what is it called?
What? Blah, blah, blah.
That word.
Uh-huh. And for distressing purposes.
You need to go see Zodwa.
And for, you know, she's creating employment for herself.
I think so.
So why not?
And she's giving exercise to those that throw money at her. They're exercising their hands, those big-bodied men.
I think Zodwa has some really beautiful thighs.
Oh, okay.
She's got a beautiful body.
If there were any body awards, I'll give her like the award for the best thighs.
She's got a lovely body.
I'll give an award for not wearing underwear.
Yeah, that's already there. I mean, we know that. Like,
she's got a lovely body.
Oh, she is.
Lovely body.
Moving right along. You know the sons to the former president of Zimbabwe, the Robert Mugabe Jr., the son to the former president Robert Mugabe, has just launched the exclusive fashion brand, and actually the price range is like from $250 to $300. It's sort of like trying to compete with the Gucci's, with the Versace's, and with all these big brands. I mean, well, would you buy?
Bro, like $250
for a shirt.
That t-shirt better clean my room.
Clean your room.
Yes, my room is a mess.
You are a designer. I mean, does this work, or maybe this is like an international standard? Because they want to make it international. They're saying it's an international brand and it's exclusive.
You want me to comment as a designer, or you want me to comment as Nganyezi Malunga?
Comment as a person.
The person.
Because as a designer, you'll be throwing shade, I guess.
No. I don't throw shade on anyone's craft. No.
Okay.
If it works for them, why not? Mm. But if I have to comment as Nganyezi Malunga, the Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before I even get to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's clever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to bring money to him, he's young.
Yes.
He should explore. I mean, the world is his oyster, or it's his tray, or it's his whatever.
It's
you
his
should
problem.
Move with it. Mm-hmm. We cannot persecute him for whatever happened.
Yes.
I mean, 36 years ago.
37.
He wasn't even born then.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's his world. It's his life. He should move with it. Then again, if I have to... Well, I can't really separate him from what I'm about to say. Which one of the sons, rather, before I even...
The Robert Mugabe Jr.
Oh, by the way, there's Chatunga and there's Robert Mugabe.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And another one.
Oh, okay, well...
And the sister.
The sister, I think she's reserved. I respect her for that.
She stopped construction on a house just after the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, literally just stopped. Like, she was building a seriously big mansion.
So she just stopped.
But
don't you think we need to draw the line? Because, I mean, they are citizens of the country also. They have every right to do what they want. So, now, should we not just let them? Because they are also kids and children.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's just my thought. Like, can we just let them be?
You know, when you decide to be a brand, when you decide to launch something of that nature, I guess it always has a market for that.
Yeah.
But for me, the type of fashion that I do, it's very ethical, and I try to promote some fair trade.
Yeah.
That's the business model that I use.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I also believe in.
Yeah.
And given the lifestyle that I live, it goes hand in glove with the brand that I have.
So you mean this one goes with their lifestyle?
I suppose it goes with their lifestyle. Right. They've been pretty reckless.
The champagne!
60,000,
yeah.
Bro! Watch! Come on!
Come on!
But anyway, going back to the topic, like, I saw the t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's one ugly t-shirt.
Guys,
yeah, but
wait, are these t-shirts? What are we talking about?
The t-shirt is like $250.
It's not
clothes,
yo.
No,
I think they do have clothes, right?
But
for now, I saw the t-shirts. The t-shirts are $250.
I am thinking it's just or something. It's just t-shirts.
Yes,
it's t-shirts.
If it's cotton, bro, that cotton better have grown in space or something.
Oh,
it's cotton from Egypt.
But then again, guys, if you can spend $300 on a Louis Vuitton t-shirt.
Yeah.
On a Gucci or a D&G t-shirt. Why can't you spend $250 on Robert's brand?
Robert Jr.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind what we've been through, but...
So it goes back to the issue of supporting. I know maybe a lot of people have a lot of say about this, but we're talking about how we need to learn to support one another.
Yeah.
So when you take those blankets from Lesotho and they're taken, and all of a sudden, who reproduced them? Is it LV?
It's Louis Vuitton, yeah.
Louis Vuitton. They reproduce and they send them at an expensive price. People were buying that, but
and
they sold out.
They even had the plastic bags, like, you know,
literally the ones you use to the
when you buy you know the blankets with the plastic.
Yes,
the plastic. They have that bag also being sold separately at a crazy amount of money. Like, wow.
But you know what? We still go back to saying let's support local. So I mean, Robert Mugabe Jr. is trying to push his things. He's a hustler, I guess, or he's a social entrepreneur, so he's trying to build a business, and if it works for him, perfect. If we ever can afford, that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's each man for, I mean, you need to find what's suitable for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your brand is for a particular audience, and etc. The same way you like eating porridge with peanut butter, Tinashe, she likes eating Cerevita. Maybe I just like drinking tea, black tea with no milk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just each man for himself, I guess.
Yeah.
And we need to let them go. The Miss Tourism, you know, after all the hype has been cancelled, apparently the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, they took away the license from Mrs. Mzembe. I think this whole bizarre that's going on of everyone being fired from the ministries, everyone being fired, because you know her husband was a former Minister of Tourism. I don't know what he was then, Walter Mzembe, after missing Minister of Tourism.
He was.
He went into another ministry.
He was in another ministry before becoming the Minister of Tourism.
Okay, but then now, so the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority took away the license from Mrs. Mzembe. I don't know for what reason, but I mean, she was doing a good job, maybe, or not, with the Miss Tourism brand.
She may have been doing a good job. I don't know.
I actually don't know too.
Yes, yes.
not that we don't know. We know, but
we know, but we don't know.
Okay, blah blah blah, until we chew our tongues. But I think we need to shy away from politicizing parents.
There's
too much politics. You mentioned blah blah blah. Let me not say names. Mrs. Nzembi, blah blah blah. What is the Miss Zimbabwe? And the
everything is political.
Miss Zimbabwe. Miss Zimbabwe. It's blah.
Miss Universe,
blah. And there's politics involved.
Yeah.
We need to shy away from them. We need to separate that. We need to draw the line. Mm-hmm. If we have to produce a Miss World,
mm-hmm.
we need to shy away from that. We need to dabble with politicizing things.
Yeah.
And by virtue of my husband being a minister of tourism, that does not mean I'm now fit to run a Miss Zimbabwe tourism.
Or a pageant. Mm.
Okay, anyway, enough of the jokes. But the truth of the matter is that we need to stay away from politicizing some of these events, some of these institutions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Politics is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't go hand in glove
with the pageants.
It doesn't go hand in glove.
So that's where we lose it, because we do that even with our sports and our arts and culture. All these events and activities, we politicize. English. We put politics in all these things.
If my memory serves me right, I remember some story. I was told that there was some event in the Philippines, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids had worked so hard, they qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got an invitation mm-hmm. to come to the Philippines. I think it's Malaysia, I can't remember.
Mm.
But some political leader decided that some kids that he knew should go. Mm. So he spoke to these kids, a separate group. Already the other group was in Malaysia, Philippines, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So, poof, the new group comes. No, really, this is a true story. A sister friend of mine was telling me the story, and suddenly, poof, the new group appears.
Mm.
So they get there, and there's the other group, the one that genuinely qualified,
mm-hmm.
and the other group. Mm. So what happened was, the original, the real deal,
mm-hmm.
made it. They won the competition.
Mm.
So now, because these ones have to keep up appearances back home.
Yes.
They bought a trophy for themselves.
They took it home.
True story. They bought a trophy for themselves. They took pictures, and blah, blah, blah. So the pictures that are there are of the fake guys.
Uh-huh.
So the genuine guys are not there.
Oh.
So, yeah, you know, like, that's what happens when you put politics in places that it does not.
So the wrong people end up getting...
They got the recognition.
Mm.
But according to the institutions abroad, the competitions that they were part of, they've recorded the authentic winners.
Yes.
But for anyone who's probably looking at the pictures, they think it's the fake
ones. The fake ones.
So it was a political leader who got involved and managed to manipulate the
situation. So should we start blocking all our political people when they're trying to come into our
happenings? Unless if you're the Minister of Art and Culture.
Mm.
If you're the whatever, what business do you have controlling the finances of things? What business do you have spending? If you are far from that, if you are far from that institution, if your ministry is far from that institution, you've got no business calling shorts and commanding people.
But she was a patron, though. She was married to the Minister of Tourism himself, I guess.
So that qualifies her to be what?
Guys, me, I don't know.
let's not say that.
let's not say that.
I must say, she tried.
Mm.
She tried.
Mm.
Let's not discredit her. She tried.
No, she did.
But she could have done a better job if she was not directly involved.
Mm. All right, so if you're listening, please let us know your thoughts on social media platforms. Our Twitter handle is at GilmoreTWE and at CliffCentral.com, and the hashtag is GTWE Vibe. Let's talk again. Right, we are back with Nkanyezi Tumalunga and Tinashe Charleston Moyo. That's your full name.
Yeah.
Nkanyezi, you have a second name? Gertrude.
Yeah, Papa, you don't want me to expose you.
Please don't expose me.
Don't expose me.
Guys, so, you know, the Honorable Minister Patrick Chinamasa, who's just being reappointed, actually, he was once a minister of what? He was a minister of something, and then he went as acting. Now he's the Minister of Finance, right? He just recently announced the national budget for Zimbabwe yesterday, Thursday, in Harare, Zimbabwe. And there's a lot of things that they put forward. But a lot of people are not really excited with the fact that the health ministry has less money than the defense, because the defense has got $420.3 million, while the health is $408.9 million. I mean, what are your thoughts around those? Is defense more important than the health of our country?
I'm actually trying to clear my throat.
Clear? So yeah, there's like crickets.
Yeah, there's crickets. Let's observe a moment of silence.
A moment of silence. But Tinashe, you were reading a lot of the stuff on social media, like just about, what are your thoughts around it? Because they want to, let me listen to you before I even throw in some stuff.
Yeah, I've been going through social media, like literally everyone, maybe it's the people I follow, seems like everyone's not really happy with the whole health sector getting less money, than the defense. I don't get why the defense need all that money.
I mean, does it imply that we're now a military run nation?
Guys, does this come as a surprise or a shocker, really? That the budget has is very biased towards the military. I'm not surprised.
Was it like that before, though? It was never like that.
I think it was.
Defense?
Yes.
I think it gets a lot of recognition. Financially, really? It gets a decent recognition.
I mean, financially. But for just us that don't understand much, what does that entail when we have the defense rate getting so much money? I mean, what are they exactly doing? Because we're not like in a war.
It means those guys are getting new bullets.
Oh, guys. Okay. This is a joke. I hope you get the joke. They deserve bonuses.
For this? For what happened?
A couple of weeks ago. There was
It's a joke, right?
It's a joke. Yeah.
Awesome.
But then, okay, let's talk about the toll-free lines for whistleblowers to report corruption to the office of the president that the government is introducing. Do you think that's actually a good idea?
We didn't have that already.
We didn't have that, actually. So it's a new introduction, apparently.
We've been living in the, 18th century, maybe. Well, for some reason I thought, okay.
You had no idea.
No, for some reason, I thought that was in place already. Wow.
No, it seems like maybe it was in place, but it was not that much effective. Like, no one did a public announcement to say, we actually have this line where you can report corruption. So if you see anything happening, it means you need to report the corruption. The president's office.
For that to be very effective, we probably need to look into the office of the ombudsman. We need to look into that office if we have to take this,
the toll-free line. Oh, you mean
the whole toll-free thing.
The toll-free line for whistleblowers.
If we have to take it seriously, then the office of the ombudsman needs to be looked into as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the budget also highlights on that the government wants to reduce the number of diplomats, missions, and also staff at embassies, meaning some people are going to lose their jobs.
Wow.
Okay, I get that, but that's a welcome gesture.
That's a welcome.
I mean, I welcome that gesture, really.
Oh, really? Why?
I mean, at times, you can't have a team of 70 people accompanying you to some inauguration. That costs a lot.
For example, you earlier we were just talking about how if ED had gone to Kenya, how much was he going to spend, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, if he had gone to Kenya with his delegation?
From what we read, apparently it was $3 million.
So that, what does that entail? I mean, is this like the flights...
And this is within Africa. Can you imagine going to the States or going to...
Can you imagine going to Mars?
Yeah. How much money was that? Oh, wow.
So now, if they cut that... But I think that's a very clever move. If they cut on those missions, it means we're going to save so much money as a country.
Yeah.
And maybe we
money
might get...
Money which we don't have.
Which... Well, so about that.
No, that's the truth. We don't have the money. Here we are, we're talking about a budget.
Uh-huh.
And surely we don't have money to spare.
Okay.
But umuntu hambe bota ngapha la ngapha and ngahambe yedwa.
Yeah, with the delegation, exactly.
And everything else. That costs a lot of money. And besides, we've got pressing issues.
Okay, but I mean, okay, so now... health, because we're going back to health. Mm-hmm. So health, is health not a pressing issue in Zimbabwe? Because if it's going to get a less budget than most of these budgets, because I mean for agriculture it's $497 million. Mm-hmm. For higher education, which has been separated from education, is $365 million for higher education. Mm-hmm. And primary secondary education is $905 million. The parliament is receiving $57 million on the budget. So you spoke about prioritizing. Is health not a priority in Zimbabwe?
It's surprising. For me, when you're reading that, it means our legislators failed us somehow. They failed us. The Minister of Finance has failed us somehow when it comes to that. And it's not just the health sector.
Yes.
You know, to say, someone was mentioning earlier that in the budget, the people with disabilities have not been catered for.
And already we're not doing enough
to cater for people with disabilities. And it makes it even worse when you have a whole minister. Those are the terms you guys use now. God, now I sound so old. You have a whole minister.
We need to remove you. Everyone is 65 years old. They are retiring from the government.
I need to go.
Yeah, you need to go.
Geez, yeah. So we have a whole minister approving of this budget, or we have legislators approving of this budget, and no one mentions that people with disabilities are not being catered for.
Yeah.
No one mentions that the health sector is not receiving enough.
Yeah.
No one mentions that instead of trimming the number of youth officers, we need to increase, because the youth are the future.
But apparently there's been an increase, like 3,700 posts for the youth that
they are reducing.
They're reducing to 3.7?
Yes, something like that. I could be wrong, but they're reducing the number.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Because apparently...
I could be wrong.
You might be.
It is. I mean, they're
reducing.
They're abolishing 370.
Yeah, so they're reducing.
So 3,739 youth posts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So where does that leave us? Here we are, we are trimming them, and people, the 65-year-olds and above,
they're
supposed to retire, which is very ironic, because we have people representing us who are 70-plus.
Do you know what? I was actually going to question. So does it mean, seeing that the 65 years going upwards are supposed to retire, does it mean everybody who's in the ministry, all these ministers are going to retire?
Dude, you're basically saying the president has to step down already.
Cricket.
Yo, but
because that's what it means.
Yeah.
Everyone is going to retire.
But then again, remember that we are the ones who vote the legislators into power. So we make that choice. We make the choice to put a 70-year-old or a 66-year-old into power. So the minute we take charge, like I said, we'll be in a better position to make such commentaries and blah blah blah.
I have a question. Where do we draw the line to consider someone a youth? I mean, because, like, I've been seeing this grown people.
Aren't you supposed to be like 40? Like 40 and below?
40-year-old youth. Okay.
Wow. That's just... wow.
No, but you're still a youngster. I mean,
Yeah, you're only as old as you want to be.
Oh, wow. Right? So it means everybody is young then.
I feel 16, so I'm 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn, I like how she puts that into action. Like, yo, I'm 16. I mean, I'm still 16, so I'm 16.
I am 16.
I mean, listen, we need to have more young people actually getting into these positions and making change.
True.
I mean, but talking about young people, there's this thing that they're saying they want to introduce more grades in primary school.
Yes.
From grade 7, because we're doing grade 1 to grade 7. Mm. And now they want to introduce that up to grade what?
I'm not sure. I think it's up to grade 10 or 9.
And we still keep our high school years at 6 or what?
Mm. I still do.
Well, I didn't really read up much on that. So I will observe a moment of silence.
But listen, if we actually have to increase, I think it would be just logical to actually reduce the high school, because already there's 7 years in primary school and then you take 6 years in high school and then there's university after that. By the time you actually, let's say if they increase maybe 3 more years in primary school, it means you're going to finish high school when you're like, how many, 25 years or something. Because that's like 18 plus 3 more years.
Goodness.
That's like 21 years old.
No, yeah. Maybe we need to look into it. I doubt that's what they meant, really. No, we need to ask.
It's speculations. Everybody is throwing things on social media.
We need to ask someone who understands that clause.
Apparently, I'm reading from a tweet. Apparently, Chinamasa said that proposing for parents to bear the expenses of ECD services instead of recruiting 6,000 teachers. I really don't know where this is coming from, but man, I mean,
I think our parents have suffered enough.
They have,
for us
they
to
have.
Even go to school.
Yeah.
But again, people say it's their responsibility, but I don't think it should be made like that hard for us to be able to attain education.
Mm.
Because again, when we make it hard, we're blocking ourselves from progressing as a people.
Yeah. And also the fact that since they're saying they want to add 2 more years on top, you know,
they better
someone tweeted, isn't this already the case? There's ECD A and B.
And B, yeah.
Then grade 1 to 7. That
yeah.
means 9 years, right?
Already.
So if we add in 2 more, you're saying, yo, years more school, 11 years. I mean.
And I also think we need to look at this thing of when you start Form 1, you have like 10 subjects that you're doing and 12 subjects that you're doing. I feel like maybe already when you're in grade 7, you sort of like have a clear picture of what you want to study. Why can't we just go and we pick the things that we want to study? You know, A-level, we do 3 subjects.
Yeah.
Why can't we start with the 3 subjects from 1 and you move on?
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess some people do that. But remember, we have not invested much into career guidance in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, yeah.
So we probably need to do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Have the right people who can train the kids, who can mm-hmm. teach the kids on career guidance.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you that some people at grade 7, they probably think, you know, I want to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because that's what they think the parents want.
Yeah.
So their personalities have not developed fully at that stage.
Mm.
So it's simply because so for a grade 7 pupil to be able to select or to choose or to make up their mind as to what they want to do, that can be a bit of a challenge.
Mm.
So there's a need to introduce career guidance from a very young age, from kindergarten.
Yeah.
They grow up with it. Then by the time they hit grade 7, they're good to go. Then we may implement what you're suggesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about the budget, there's quite a few things that are interesting. You saw the government, or the Minister of Finance rather, is saying that they're also introducing one vehicle per permanent secretary. They want to reduce fuel benefits for government officials. They want to also, for those that also travel, they want to reduce foreign travels. They also want to reduce the diplomatic missions that we mentioned earlier. And the whole indigenization, where they're saying it's 51% to 49% in favor of the locals. Do you think that's going to work for us? Well, that's a good, I think that would be a good one.
That's what's been, it's been happening.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
New.
Yeah, but then they said in favor. Was it never in favor of locals? Because there was in brackets in favor of the locals.
It's always been like that.
It's always been. Wasn't it 60-40?
So it has been 51-49.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think we're actually going to get more people wanting to invest in Zimbabwe with this? Maybe it's been put out there, or someone else, a different voice has put it out there.
When it comes to investment, there are other policies that need to change other than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get that this one may be a bit harsh,
mm-hmm.
but Zimbabwe is not the only country that has this.
Mm-hmm.
There are other policies, there are other conditions that need to be changed in order for Zimbabwe to be more attractive to investors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about them some other day.
We'll talk about them some other day. So much to talk about, but you can join the conversation on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE5, and you can follow us at CliffCentral.com and at GilmoreTEE. Tell a friend to tell a friend, be a part, and let's talk with them. Tinashe and Nkanyezi, I have to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say somebody wants to get a hold of you, Nkanyezi, don't give out your number. Where can they get hold of you on social media platforms? We're not trying to marry you off here.
Oh my God.
I'm on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Nkamalunga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I should start being very active on Twitter. But like I said, I'm a private person. In terms, I tend to think a lot about what I'm about to
say. Don't have to share a picture of your vagina on Twitter.
Oh
but
my
you
God.
Can.
Oh God.
Gilmo.
God, you're so raw. Just kidding. But yeah, I'm Nkamalunga on Instagram. I'm Kanyeziye Tumalunga on Facebook.
Okay. And your business, if we want to get your clothes, because I like the fact that you're a designer with your voice. Very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was I making? Do I make sense?
You do make sense. You see, everyone can talk, but very few of us have voices. Come on now, clap hands for me.
Okay. Yeah, then my business page is Ganu by Ganu on Instagram. Then there is Ganu on Facebook.
All right, that's Nkanyezi Tumalunga and Mr. Tinashe Charleston Moyo.
Damn, you have to say my name. Okay, never
Tinashe
mind.
Tinashe Charleston.
Yes, exactly. That's what they know me as. You can find me on Twitter at This Is Charleston.
Mm.
And on Instagram, it's Tinashe Charleston.
Mm.
And on Facebook, oh my God, I haven't used Facebook in a while. But yeah, for those 2011 kids, it's it's Tinashe Charleston also on Facebook.
All right, there we have it. Thank you very much for joining me in studio. It was such an exciting time spending time with Americans. Yo, that's how Nkanyezi speaks like. So talking about creating awareness, here is a 5 minutes with Sugar.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Storm Story.
Look back to like 09, 12 years with no place to stay. Mama let me go so young, that story ain't much.
This is not what I dreamed of as a little girl. I wanted to marry a neurosurgeon and live a quite lavish life in the burbs. Instead, I ended up with Rakim, loud, brash club owner. Truth be told, some girls would kill for my life. But lately, it's just not enough.
This is in the club.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
know,
this
life.
Is what we've asked for. Why can't you come
home?
Give me what I need.
I'm going to do the books and stuff when I'm finished. You know, I'm going to make sure that
Femi.
Rocky.
How you doing, man?
Good to meet you, bro.
Good to meet you. Nice to meet you, man.
Welcome to Josie. Hey, Monday. Come grab his bag.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Storm. Nice to meet you, Femi.
Nice to meet you.
I hope you inject some much needed life into this place.
I'm gonna do my best.
Ignore her, okay? Because business is flipping great. And with you here, I hope it's gonna get a lot better.
Well, that's the plan, right?
When I met Femi, he looked like everything Rakim wasn't. Respectful, kind, and sexy as hell. I couldn't help flirting with him.
Did a great job hiring you. Tonight was so much fun.
Wow, but I think we should give him some credit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is a beautiful place, right?
It's
look
not
at
too
it.
Shabby, yeah.
I love it.
I'm sure it's not really what
it is exactly what it looks like. I have no illusions about the man I married.
I'm sorry.
Hmm. Who can play that game? You think I'm attractive?
I mean, you're a beautiful woman, though. No one can deny that.
So maybe you can help me. Help me show Rakim what he's got.
Storm, I'm in a committed, happy relationship. I'm taken. Your husband is a fool for not appreciating you. But please, do not stoop to his level. You're just going to be asking for more trouble.
Then something changed, and it became a bit of an obsession. I pursued him relentlessly. I didn't care that he had a woman that he adored. I just wanted him to want me.
So what you have?
I'm okay. No, I don't drink, so.
Can I interest you in anything else?
No, I'm okay. In fact, I just want to read these papers.
But don't be such a bore for me. My husband just ditched me. You, of all people, should know what it feels like to be alone and lonely. How's your girlfriend, by the way?
Fine, actually. I've had to miss her a lot.
Try being lonely when the one you love is
right. Yeah, it's really such an idiot.
You're so sweet.
Stop. Stop. Shh. She will be doing this.
Help me make him regret.
Stop. You know what, I can't do this. Stop, I gotta go.
Sonny, we need each other.
Then it all blew up in my face.
You dissed the wrong girl!
You know what? Maybe it's not Rakim that's the problem.
When Femi rejected me, it was more than I could take. I felt so humiliated. I needed him to feel my pain.
What makes you think that you can hit on my wife?
What?
Don't even start with me. She told me everything about you giving her wine, telling her you're lonely. Oh, what are you telling me? My wife's a liar now.
No, I'm not.
I can't believe how selfish I was. This isn't who I am. I had to make things right with Femi.
Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
So you're about to break into song, Nick.
I come in peace.
Storm, please. I don't want any more trouble. I just want to do my job.
I know, Femi, and I'm so sorry about everything.
Well, it wasn't all you. I shouldn't have blamed you for everything that happened that night. It wasn't fair for me. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to feel special again. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. Well, Stormy, you are an amazing woman. Honestly, I don't think your husband deserves you.
No. Friends?
Yes, friends.
My real problem is with Rakim. I'm not the naive pageant queen he met 7 years ago. Not anymore.
I was gonna go straight to the airport, but I thought it would be rude. I didn't come and say goodbye.
Wait, what's going on?
We want different things. Stop pretending.
You go home because you're embarrassing yourself.
I don't know what I expected. Goodbye, Rakim. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
Storm, wait.
My mother always told me marriage was forever. I believe most things she tells me, but I'm going to follow my heart on this one. I want something different, something real.
Do you know how it feels to be all alone? So far from the place that you call home. Why didn't you meet me here? Never asked to be here. And it feels like I've been here too long.
Should you stay with a wife or husband who cheats on you?
That was 5 minutes with Sugar, MTV Sugar, a drama series that creates awareness on HIV and AIDS. So please make sure that you know your status and be a part of creating an HIV-free generation. All right. Thank you so much, Nkanyezi Malunga and Tinashe Charleston Moya, for joining me in studio. And for now, I have to say goodbye to all of you. So if you'd like to be in touch with me, make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. It's Gilmore TWE. And also tweet us at cliffcentral.com. Use the hashtag GTWE vibe and let us know what you think about the show and also things that we're discussing on this your show. It's the Gilmore T vibe, and I'm Gilmore T, the global citizen. Until next time, let's talk Zumba.
This is CliffCentral.com.